All right, I call this meeting of the Committee on Budget and Finance to order on Friday, December 2nd, 2016 at 4:06 p.m. in the President's Conference Room on the third floor of the Joe Crowley Student Union. Moving to agenda item 2, roll call.
Senator Berrigan.
Present.
Senator Bond.
Absence excuse.
Senator Bradley.
Present.
Senator Chu.
Absence excuse.
Senator Duvall.
Present.
Senator Fang.
Present.
Senator Jacoby.
Present.
Senator Smith.
Present.
Senator Taylor.
Present.
Ledge intern Alvarez.
Present.
Ledge intern Kingfell.
Absence and excuse.
Ledge intern Felicia.
Absence and excuse.
Ledge intern Ma.
Present.
Ledge intern Martinez. Ledge intern Thummel.
Present.
Quorum's present.
Thank you. Moving into agenda item 3, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Cool. Seeing none, we'll move into agenda item 5A. This was a piece of legislation that we tabled last week. So before Chief of Staff Atienza does his presentation, we need to move to reconsider. So, Senator Jacoby.
I move to reconsider Senate Bill 84, an act to pay for non-university flags for downtown Reno.
Is there a second? Senator Bradley.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. So now it's I'm seeking a motion to approve. Senator Bradley.
I move to approve Senate Bill 84, an act to pay for my university flags for downtown Reno businesses.
Is there a second? Senator Taylor?
Second.
All right. Jeff Hawkins, do you want to do your presentation?
Awesome. So to start off, I just want to apologize to you guys for not being able to be here for this for the first time. I had spoken to Speaker Pro Tem Jackson, and we had felt that she had kind of familiarized herself with the bill, but I hope that this presentation can kind of answer any of those questions that you guys have, and then if there's any questions throughout the presentation, feel free to stop me. So we're going to go ahead and jump right in. So what this originally entailed was for the Campus to the City initiative that we've talked to you guys about a lot to kind of bridge that gap between the university and the downtown area. So this was actually something that was the idea that was thrown out by President Boone, and after discussing with the City Council and Naomi Dewar, who is a City Councilwoman for Ward 2, they had come up with this agreement. So the agreement was to waive the installation fee for new University of Nevada Reno flags for placement around the downtown area. So one of the things that President Boone wanted me to tell you guys is the specific locations for these flags have not been given us to the City Council yet. And that's why we're kind of, there's a bunch of different phases that have gone through with this bill, and I'll kind of break those down so you guys can understand it more. But basically, once we familiarize ourselves, if this is a project that we can do, the City Council has a list of different places that they think would be best fit for these flags. So once they give us that list, myself and President Boone would go through along with anyone else if you would want to, and then find the best place to maximize the visibility for these in the downtown and the midtown areas. So some of these places that they would be, light posts. Downtown, they already have some of these flags on the light posts, so we would find better places for those to have more of those flags, as well as pre-existing University of Nevada properties. So the Nelson Building right downtown, the Innovation Center, some of those ideas were thrown out by the Councilwoman Dewar, and then as well as PAC-friendly businesses. So if there was more existing flags, President Boone wanted to do where we could kind of like look at all the PAC-friendly businesses that we've already had so far, and then basically choose different ones that would be good to market in front of as a big Campus to the City push. So first off, I had to get in contact with the University of Nevada marketing communications team to make sure that we weren't overlapping too much or going against their university marketing plan. So this is from David Brandby, and he is he's in charge of creative communications and marketing. So what he had said is he gave me a contact for what the university does all their flags through. It's called Signed by Tomorrow. And he was saying that these would probably be $75 each, and then it's $9 to hang each one outside of a business or on these flagpoles. the city council and the downtown area charges that $9 fee. So after talking to Councilwoman Dewitt, that was that fee that she talked about that we would completely waive for any of these flags that we were trying to put up in the downtown area. So one of the things that he really wanted to stress is he really liked the My University campaign idea that we came up with, and he had worked with that a lot and helped our marketing team and Inkblot with that. So that was kind of the direction that our Inkblot felt like taking, as well as the rest of the staff that we had kind of talked to. So here I put, this is kind of current, and it just shows you a design that the downtown Reno has been working on. So we kind of try to go off this kind of view and template. So one of the flag ideas right here, what we're thinking is this bill has 15 different flags that we're asking for. So what would kind of be the thing is there'd be five of each of these different designs that I'm about to show you guys. So I kind of went over these, and these were kind of some of the designs that we showed you guys in Senate. So this was design one. Right here we have design two, and again we go with the whole My University campus to the city. And then design three right here. So as in the bill, as I discussed, for those 15 different flags, we were kind of given the university's deal when going with this. So they did bring the unit cost down to 45. Originally they were thinking it was going to be about 75 for those to get installed and everything and made. So that would bring that item total to $675, which is in the bill that you guys are seeing. Basically, these are the main designs that we're looking at. If there was any changes that you guys wanted made or any suggestions in businesses and stuff that we can put them on, that is always a possibility. But again, Councilwoman Dewar really wanted to see this from start to finish before the council did more to elaborate and get us going into the downtown area. So with that, that concludes the presentation, and I'm happy to answer any questions you guys may have at this time.
Yeah, so as part of the 15 flags, are those 15 businesses that have already agreed to hang those flags in front
of them? That's what I was saying at the beginning. So the specific locations, that has to go through the city council. So they, Councilwoman Dewar has really been pushing this through them. She said that she's been talking to President Boone mostly about this. So they do have businesses in mind, but there is that little leeway for different areas where we could put it on the different flag posts and stuff, just in visible areas downtown. And then that leaves a little for those PAC-friendly businesses if we wanted, as a university, to choose different ones.
Yeah. You just cleared this up. I was under the impression these were flags that businesses had to approve and that would hang in the business. You're talking about posts that just line the streets in Reno,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we wouldn't need business approval for that. You'd need city approval.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Senator Smith.
Do you happen to know like what the lifespan of like what these what the flags are, like if they're gonna be up for a year or 2 years?
Yeah, so we kind of talked to the marketing and communications team for the university, and they said that the lifespan, they didn't give us a direct thing, but they were saying as long as we get them approved through them and all these designs have been approved with them, they don't see it being taken down anytime soon. It would be way over the capital of 3 years for an expense. So the ones that they already have downtown right now have been there for a very long time, for as long as I've been here as well. So they did not say that in any sense that they'd be taken down immediately or anything. It's something just to beautify the downtown area.
And then do you happen to see in the future any other, whether it's companies or other local businesses, I guess, trying to put their flags up over these? If they're paying a higher premium for this, something that could happen.
Yeah, and I don't think that's the case, but one of the things that President Boone really wants to try to maximize on is he wants to make it so moving forward, this could kind of be a campaign that we could offer to those PAC-friendly businesses when they sign up and be like, oh, since you're PAC-friendly, would you want to represent the university in front of your business? So it's not like, oh, we're taking their space, we're asking these businesses right away if this is something that they'd be interested in.
Senator Taylor.
So since these flags have to be approved by the city, do you know if there was any like limitations on how many flags? So let's say, what if the city says you can only have 5 flags, but you have 15? Do you have an idea what you would do with other 10 if that were to be the case? Or
yeah, and that's why we kind of threw in those PAC-friendly businesses too. When we originally talked to Councilwoman Dewar, she said, as many as you think is good, we can do.
Okay.
So I don't see that being a limitation quite yet, but we could see moving forward if that would be a problem.
Are there any further questions for Chief of Staff Lockie? Thank you. All right. Is there any discussion on this legislation? Senator Smith.
Yeah, I just want to say, I don't think that we're going to have any problem finding places to hang these up. I mean, there should be no reason that businesses and the city wouldn't want to hang these up. So if the uncertainty with where we're going to hang them up is that's in the air, it's not going to be a problem. So.
Any further discussion? Senator Berrigan.
Quick question. As soon as we make this approval to spend the money, are the flags going to immediately be purchased, or is it going to are you going to show the councilwoman that we made the approval and wait for everything to go through on her end, and then purchase them? I'm just curious what just through the chairperson to speak of
him. Yeah. So what we were hoping after this gets approved, then to go talk to Councilwoman Dewar and then kind of be like, okay, what are these spaces that we want to get these flags for?
Okay.
And then move on with the process from there. So even I could come back with a list too and show you guys just to make sure before that actual expense hits the account that we do have the businesses in mind.
Awesome.
Any further discussion? All right. Seeing none, we'll now move into a vote. All those in favor, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? All right, motion carries. Cool. Thank you.
Have a good rest of your weekend, guys.
Moving into agenda item 6A, financial reviews. We'll conduct the first financial review on programming board, account number 0111. Yeah, let me go ahead.
Did my forms get printed out by chance? The budget analysis?
I don't believe so, but we do have them on our computers.
Okay, I can print them out right now if you want me to, or you guys go to your computers.
It's up to you.
I'm actually playing.
Just go?
Yeah,
you can just okay, go. Well, which you guys have in front of me. So basically I'm here to talk about what we spent during homecoming. I broke down all of our charges and compared them to what we approved and what we actually spent.
Brian, you can also put it up on that screen if you'd like. All you have to do is type in those numbers.
On what?
Just open any internet browser. Okay. And then the IP address.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so for Undie Run, we approved $670. We actually went over for this. We spent $991. We miscounted things. We didn't approve a U-Haul, and that was pretty much about it. But besides that, I think we've done pretty solid throughout the week. Our cost per student for Undie Run was $4.21. The talent show, our cost per student was $1.63. For Avatar Day, our cost per student was $28.49. For March from the Arch, it was $2.67. Throughout the week, though, in a total, our cost per student was only $2.95.
Could you talk about some future expenditures in this next upcoming semester?
Yeah. Our main thing we're looking at is Welcome Back Week. I don't think we just started approving.
We approved funds for the Rink on the River event, which is us to buying the tickets for students to go ice skating. And then next Wednesday we're looking at 3 different budgets, 4 different budgets for Welcome Back Week. So, what's our total budget for next semester, Brian?
Our bottom line budget for next semester is about $168,000. So we have a pretty good amount of money for next semester.
Cool. Is there any questions for Assistant Director Lair? Senator Bradley?
I know you guys have kind of talked about bringing a concert on, but have you guys kind of decided that or not? If you guys are going to bring a concert to campus?
We definitely want to bring a concert. Right now we're in the genre picking stage. But as far as I know, we definitely want to pursue having a concert here.
Senator Duvall?
Just out of curiosity, did you mention Mackey Week in your next semester's planning?
Yeah, Mackey Week, Unity Week, Welcome Back Week, Family Weekend, and a concert, hopefully. I think those are the main five charges.
Did you guys get any numbers on how many pounds of clothes got donated from the underground?
12,900.
Any further questions from the committee? Senator Bradley?
For the after event, do you guys see that coming back for next year's homecoming? Because the cost for students is pretty high and the overall satisfaction of it was kind of lower this year, I guess.
I like the idea of having some kind of like physical activity event. It's really different, but I definitely believe that we need to change it up, make it more cost efficient somehow, because yeah, the cost per student wasn't very good. We brought in all these great like inflatable attractions and not many students actually use them. So I think we need to reevaluate that and figure out how to make that better. I do like the concept of the event, so
same good ball.
Just out of curiosity, you said the onion run was about $4 per student and the Tom Shop only one. How was it, just that there were less students, or what were your expenditures that we did
run the onion run? The onion run was 66 cents.
Oh, yeah. We're in college.
Talent show was $1.63. The pageant was $4.
Pageant.
Any further questions? I guess I came up.
Cool.
All right. Are there any further questions for Assistant Director Laird? All right. Seeing, thank you for coming in today. Okay. Moving to the financial review for the elections. Account numbers are 106. Chair McNeese, you want to go ahead?
Hey, guys. All right, bear with me here. It's a pretty big budget, so talk with me if you can. All right. So just to kind of break down what we spent already, we spent $4,000 on T-shirts at the beginning of the semester. Just recently spent about $1,000 on stickers. We spent $100 on a charge for the Joe Crowley Student Union as a reservation that wasn't paid last year. $100 went to that. And pretty much that's all we've spent so far. This first semester, some plans that I have in under four. We plan on having a banner hung up on the Wayland parking garage just during the elections time, just for some marketing. It's going to be about $1,000. The plan is to create a banner that will be able to be used for future years to come, so it's not just a 1 year kind of thing. And I set aside the full $2,000 under our host account just for food. I plan on trying to maximize that as much as possible just with the barbecue and the debates and receptions. And then lastly, just a rough estimate of what the reservations in the Joe's going to be this year. It's going to be about $862.50. So with all that said and done, I believe we have around $1,000 left in our budget for next year that isn't assigned to anything as of now.
Are there any questions for Chair McNeese? Senator Bradley?
It's not really a question, but I think that you guys are doing a really great job with your marketing and with the stickers and everything. It's just really doing a really good job of bringing elections coming up.
Senator
Duvall? I just have a question. Did you decide what was going to be on the banner? Was it the Wolfie with the red and the blue?
Yes. Yeah, so like the Wolfie, like Obama kind of thing. But we're also looking at having it as Wolfie, Alfie, and Luna, just because we needed to take that group anyway, so we'll just probably have all three. And then it'll just say HUN elections, vote on the campus, stuff like that. And we're going to do March, and then we plan on putting Velcro, so then that way, elections are always in March, but the dates change. Mm-hmm. So we'll have that Velcro there, so we can just Velcro on the different dates as the years go by.
So for the shirts, do you plan to just distribute those during the barbecue, or are you going to distribute those prior, just kind of so people are aware of the elections? How do you plan on giving out those shirts?
Yes. So we've been passing it out all year, actually, all semester. And we plan on continuing to do that. We passed it out at March from the Arch during homecoming. We passed it out at the club fair. We just had a tabling event today, actually, in the Mez to target freshman students. We passed some t-shirts and stickers out, and it was a pretty good turnout. So we've actually put a pretty big dent in the t-shirts already. They've been a big hit. So I'm actually planning on trying to save and conserve the rest of the t-shirts for the barbecue, just because I know we push out so many t-shirts during the barbecue.
Okay, cool. Are there any further questions for Trey McNeese? All right, thanks for coming in today.
Thanks, guys.
Moving to agenda item 6B, so I kind of wrote this bill, so I'm going to pass the gavel to Senator Smith, do your set.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll get a chair now then.
Yeah.
I move to recommend favorably Senate Bill 84, an act making appropriations to replace aid student technology for the fiscal year 2017. Cool. So basically, I attached, there should be a memo there that's from Amy Kokas, but basically each year, ASUN, we allocate money out of the capital account in order to replace technology in the Center for Student Engagement. This is in line with the ASUN Technology 10-Year Replacement Plan. So for this next year of expenditures, we're replacing 5 TV monitors around campus and a couple of the computers inside the Center for Student Engagement. Discussion.
Are there any questions? All right.
I'm just curious, what are we planning on doing? I mean, this isn't really truly related to the bill, but what are we going to do with the old IMAX?
They don't leave. They stay until they die. With IMAX, the problem is that systems take up a lot of memory, and the two computers you're replacing, my understanding is one of them barely starts anymore.
Okay.
So what we do is we call the... There's a place on campus, we can't just throw away equipment. What is it called?
Surplus,
thank you. And we have to take it off our inventory, otherwise it will appear stolen.
Okay.
So surplus takes it, and then if they can sell it, they sell it. If they can't, they just make sure it's disposed of in an environmentally friendly way.
Okay.
Any further questions? Discussion?
Have you guys ever considered like selling them to students?
Students can go. Surplus actually has a sale.
Okay.
Once a month, and typically they'll advertise it on the boards. My understanding is, you know where the bus station is, that building that the university owns down there?
Mm-hmm.
That's where those sales take place. So
okay.
You'll see a lot of TV there. The volume doesn't work, but it's
a TV.
Yeah.
When did we update the technology the last time?
It would be the last fiscal year, and I'm not completely sure what they replaced. I can pull up the bill on the website, but I don't believe that they attached a memo, so I'm not 100% sure what was replaced last time.
Can I answer? Because we have so many computers and TV monitors, and what Raul did is he staggered out the replacement of everything. So right now there are currently computers that are 4 years old, that may be next to computers in this venue that are only 2 years old. And what we didn't want to do was to come in here every 4 years and hit you with a bill of $100,000. So instead, because of TV monitors and all that stuff, it ends up being somewhere between $15,000 and $23,000, depending on Mac computers tend to increase that amount. The other thing, though, that is going down is the cost of TVs. Originally, you know these TV monitors that all across campus? Those TVs used to cost $3,000. What are they down to now? They're actually pretty reasonable. like 1,100. So.
All right, is there any further discussion? All right, seeing none, we'll move into a roll call vote.
Senator Berrigan?
Aye.
Senator Bond? Oh, wait, sorry. Senator Bradley?
Aye.
Senator Duvall?
Aye.
Senator Fang?
Aye.
Senator Smith?
Aye.
Senator Jacoby?
Aye.
Senator Taylor?
Aye.
The ayes have it.
All right, I would like to pass the gavel back to Senator Fang.
I accept. Moving to agenda item 7, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Cool, seeing none, we'll move into adjournment. I return this meeting at 4:31 p.m.